Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, I have to share this text conversation that my husband has been in with me this morning. I know, we're at work. Sorry, I'm texting while I'm working. Oh, shut up. You do it all the time.
I can't endorse this, but go on, Tammy. I'll try to keep things floating here as far as the show we do. Go ahead.
Okay, our guest bedroom.
Yes.
The fan that's in there, the remote stopped working for it. Mm-hmm. And you know my husband, he took everything apart, you know, is trying to fix it. The remote now is the problem. He thought it might have been part of the fan, but it's the actual remote that's broken. So we have to get a new one. I get a text from him this morning. I'm ordering that fan remote. Amazon says it won't be delivered until the middle of February. I can get one on eBay. It's $2 cheaper with free shipping, but I don't know when it'll arrive. I'm like, not really sure what you're asking me. I'm like, just go ahead and use Amazon.
Also, right? I'm working.
And I mistakenly thought he was saying that the remote was $2. I'm like, you're going to buy a remote that's $2? I don't think I'd trust that. And he said, Amazon is over a month for delivery, but eBay says the estimate is January 13th through the 16th. The total, $13.98 versus $15.64. The okay. eBay seller has a 98.9% positive feedback rating.
What? Why does he need to go with the eBay, obviously?
And I was like, okay, but all this for $1.66 is what I send back to him? I'm like, and I send him a meme that says, I wouldn't want to spoil your fun, Mr. Cheapskate. $1.66 and he's in all this strife. Why are you giving yourself so much anxiety over this?
So I've got so many questions about this. First of all, forget about the fact that you're having a full-on text conversation when we're trying to do a job. Well, that's a topic for our staff meeting.
Oh, really? Really? I would like to pick... Mr. Jessica.
Why would Kurt need...
Excuse you!
Why would Kurt need to ask you whether or not he should go with option A, which is more expensive and takes longer, or option B, less expensive and gets here sooner? Isn't the obvious answer you go with the cheaper and the one that gets here?
I think he was looking for my thoughts on should he buy from an eBay seller, I think is what he was wondering.
Ah, okay. I think he wants it there quicker. That's why he was... I guess. I don't even know.
I think it's a combination
of
both.
And by the way, here's my question.
And we wonder why he has anxiety.
Here's my other question. It's the guest room. Who cares?
I know.
When's the next time we got a guest coming?
It's probably going to be next month before we have anybody stay in that room.
So who cares? On another note, Kurt can't fix remotes?
He can't fix that remote, no.
I was going to ask him to try to take a look at my remote from my receiver and my stereo.
Oh, yeah, you're probably going to have to
buy it. It's not working anymore.
If you get into that conversation, John, here's how it's going to go.
I don't think I want to now.
He's going to give you lots of options. There's going to be a $1.98 difference, but this one is 3 weeks and that one is 7, but it's got a warranty.
Listen, I love your husband, not as much as you do, obviously, but I remember I asked him years ago when I first moved into my place in Carlsbad if he would come and help me with my garden, because I was having such trouble with the soil, and I know Kurt's a green thumb, and I know it's a far ride, so I texted him, and I said, hey, I know this is a haul for you, but if you could come and help me with my garden, I'd make you a meal, we can have a good hang, and I'd really appreciate it, and man, after like 7 or 8 texts from Kurt about the soil and the seeds and all the aeration, I forget about it, it stopped me from wanting to make a garden.
Yeah.
You're a lot, bro, in a great way.
It's always done right. We know that. But yeah, a lot of questions to get there.
Well, when the remote gets here, please promise that you'll share with us how that goes, because we're all dying to know.
Now, let's go back to John being upset with me texting during the show.
Can't do it. Jessica. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station. 103.7 KSLN.
I knew it.